involved with like a lot of mental health awareness. We want to help rehabilitate, you know, and help give them a second shot.
It's not about the money or how much money I can raise. It's more about the message.
What I wanted to do was to let people know, don't be afraid to receive help if you need help.
Here is the power that we hold in our hands. When we share, we change lives and we save lives. It's that simple and that profound. One of the guys who has just done it brilliantly is the Lakers Meta World Peace. Meta, thanks for joining us. How did you originally to come out and share your own mental illness?
Well, what happened was when I went through things as a kid, as a child, and I experienced mental illness in my household. So I think what happened was going through so much in my household, you know, I became, I don't know, maybe a bitter kid. So it had a lot to do with anger management for me. So I would always, you know, get in a lot of fights and as a kid, and I had a quick temper. So my problem was a quick temper, and I wanted to address that. And there's many different forms of mental illness, obviously, you know, depression, anxiety, you know, schizophrenia, you know, and there's even things that start off small that could escalate. So for me, you know, I wanted to, you know, realize and understand why, you know, I had a quick temper. And I had to do that through psychology.
Are you willing to say, as I'm willing to say it for sure, and I do over and over again, I suffer from a mental illness. In my case, it's depression. Are you willing to use those two words, mental illness? Because very few people actually say them.
No, I always use it. When I speak to kids, I talk about mental illness. I talk about medication. I talk about anything that's important, anything that can help somebody, you know, improve on themselves. You know, obviously, everybody has, you know, different problems, you know, but it's all about mental health. It's all about improving your mental health, you know. And for me, I discovered that through psychology, I discovered that I had a lot of wounds as a child. So I saw a marriage counselor. I had parenting class to become a better parent because I was a young parent at the age of 16 years old in a dysfunctional household. I had marriage counseling class because I wasn't a good partner. You know, through experience and, you know, my parents was divorced early, you know, lots of, you know, fighting in the house and things like that. And I also had to take anger management class. So I discovered, you know, through my psychologist that I had a lot of wounds as a child that made me bitter, you know, as an adult, and I had to close those wounds up. So I had to go back all the way until we did a lot of different exercises. And I went all the way back to the age of probably 6 or 5, whatever I can remember, and different things that happened to me. And it was tough. You know, sitting in those sessions was real tough. I had to face the facts. You know, I had to face, you know, my fears and all my lies over the years. And I had to close up a lot of wounds in order for me to get to the point where I'm at today.
So as you look back over the years, if you were to use some labels for it and you think of where you've been and what you felt, would you say that you actually suffered from depression?
I think mine was more, yeah, I was depressed about, it was like a lot of things subliminally that was going on in my mind that I didn't know that was affecting me. And I didn't find that out until I was about 25 years old. And it's weird because I found out that technique through my marriage counselor. It wasn't even through my anger management class or through my parenting class. I found out these techniques, and I was like, wow, like, this is one of the main reasons why, you know, I am how I am. And it had a lot to do when I was a child.
Really respect and enjoy your candor. So let's talk about this thing called the stigma. It's there. I know it. I hear it all the time. Suck it up, Landsberg. What do you have to be depressed about? Meta, how about you? Have you found that people look at you differently since you came out and you told people about your problems? Because once you've said, I suffer from a mental illness, sometimes people look at you differently.
I think it's totally normal, especially in this day and age when, you know, you take it way back to when, you know, families were separated. And then you take it back to, you know, where maybe your mom and dad had a separate family and they get together and it's just a cycle. The cycle continues. So it's totally normal, you know, to feel depressed, to have anxiety, you know, because people are not growing up are not growing up in a stable household, you know, on a consistent basis. And I think that's a major problem, you know, in today's society. You know, the family household needs to become stronger, and I think we'll see less and less, you know, mental illness.
Men of World Peace, hang there with us for a few more minutes. When we return, if you at home are suffering, if you're in pain and wondering what you can do, Men of World Peace is going to talk to you. That's when OTR returns. And more men hide their mental illness than women. So let's talk to the man out there, Meta, who feels that if he comes out, that people will see him as weak. What would you say to that individual to help come him express himself?
Well, first off, mental illness, mental health, what you got to understand about it is it can be a small problem, which is like maybe anger. Well, nothing's a small problem because anything can escalate. Well, it could be anger management, you know, depression. You can have anger problems. You can have anxiety, or you can have schizophrenia. All these are mental problems, you know, mental health issues or mental illness, you know, and it should be addressed. Some people, you know, probably, you know, been through something. For an example, as a kid, maybe was being picked on, and that was probably the first experience that they had, you know, with neglect or something like that. And then if they don't address it, if they feel a certain way and they don't address it, you know, these problems escalate. And then the next thing happens, and the next thing happens, and now you have all these emotional wounds that just piles up. And one day, you might explode, or you might feel a certain way, or you might become depressed because you never addressed these small issues. That's why now, anytime I have an issue, I just address it right away. You know, so I don't like to hold nothing inside, so I don't like anything to build up, you know, inside of me. And I think, you know, with that little technique and people just practicing letting things out and addressing issues, I think it'll help a lot.
But there's so many people, Meta, that don't go for help. We know that way more than half of the population that suffers never gets help. We know that men are worse than women, and we know that black men in the community that you have spoken about will almost never go for help. So speak to those people who feel like no matter how sick they are, they just can't come out and talk about it.
Well, I think, you know, it starts from the family household. I think people got to understand. With me, I had to understand, like, you know, where I'm from and who I am, you know. And it took me a while to understand the type of background that I came from, why I act how I act, why I had a quick temper. You know, what was the reason for that? And as I understood that, and I learned a little bit more about myself, about my heritage, about different things, about my family, about the background, then I was able to say, okay, I see why I am how I am. Let me address these issues and let me become a better person, or the person that I wanted to be.
We're talking about the stakes. They're obviously huge. What do you think? What do you feel when you hear a story? Like Junior Seah, he fell into a deep depression. Yes, probably linked to concussions, but it's still depression. And he felt tragically that his only route was suicide. So when you hear something like that, what are your thoughts?
I'm not sure what happened. I heard about the story and I haven't read up on the story. But, you know, like I said earlier, you know, I think when you address even the smallest issue, it can be the smallest problem. You know, I just think not letting things build up inside of you, finding that support system, you know, and it starts at home. It starts, you know, with your mom and with your dad, you know, and some people don't grow up with a mom and a dad. So that causes stress right there and frustration and depression right there. Now you got to find out who's the next source I can go to. If I'm feeling a certain way, is it a cousin? Is it a brother? Is it an aunt? Is it a counselor? Is it a coach? You know, is it just a regular friend? And some people don't even have that support system. So a lot of things build up and you don't have anybody you can trust. So it's about, for me, it's more about finding somebody you can trust. And if you can't find nobody you can trust, then you should resort to maybe seeing a psychologist, you know, and some people have an actual mental illness where they need a psychiatrist. And if it gets to that point, I think you should address those issues, you know, and always try to find that support system, you know, never hold nothing inside.
You're involved in so many different things. Just tell us a couple of them. Tell us about your website, where we can go, and we can learn more about your experience.
Well, definitely XL University is my foundation, is the foundation where I raffled off my championship ring, and we raised almost $700,000 through XL University. And, you know, we donated money, you know, to various different mental health you know, institutions, you know, around the states. So XL University will pretty much keep you updated on different things that I'm doing.
Meta, thanks so very much for joining us. Thanks for sharing. We know that you've won awards for it. You've been praised all over. But I think the greatest thing that you have done is just this. You have said, I'm big and I'm strong and I'm a world champion, but still this illness can take me down. And that's a huge statement. Thanks so very much.
Yes.
Bell, let's talk day. If you want to talk, then talk to us. OTR@TSN.ca. Nobody ever should suffer in silence. And if you're not feeling well, if you think you're sick, remember these words. Sick, not weak.